He's the third contestant, believe it or not, from Fort Wayne to be on The Voice on NBC. Keegan Farrell, and he's on the phone with us this morning. How you doing?
I'm doing so well. Thank you for having me.
You know, you got a huge fan base here in Fort Wayne. I don't know if you knew this or not.
I bet he does. And by huge, I know he means me.
I mean, Angie alone is one of your biggest fans.
I'll take it, Angie. Thank you.
But before we get to your time on The Voice, I got to ask you if this is true, because Angie was talking about you, and then she got a hold of you, and she said that you told her that you used to listen to her when she was on another radio station when you were in middle school. Is that true?
Absolutely. So every day I would carpool to Woodside Middle School with my brother and my next door neighbor. And we would leave about 7:15 every day. So it was in perfect time for Angie's show with Dirk and Angie Battle of the Sexes.
Yeah.
So we would call in. I kid you not, we would call in every single day to try and get on Battle of the Sexes. And I will add, not to brag, that we won once or twice. So Angie and I go way back.
Yes.
That's awesome, Keegan. Okay, well, that was a great story that you used to listen to Angie when you were in middle school. That's great.
He keeps saying that like I'm geriatric.
So tell us a little bit about what's happening. What's it like out there?
Oh, it's just been an amazing past couple of days. I was able to go back to Homestead High School and watch the show with my parents and some friends and former teachers, and it was just a really fun watch party, and the outpouring of support from people all across the world. I've heard so many stories and gotten so many messages. It's just been overwhelming, and then especially from Fort Wayne people. It's great to know that Fort Wayne has my back and they're rooting me on and watching and supporting. So it's been a really unbelievable past 48 hours.
I was going to ask you, what about, you know, we've had two other Fort Wayne people on The Voice, Addison and Christiana Danielle. Have you heard from them? Mm-hmm. Do you guys kind of compare notes, or are you getting advice from them?
I actually haven't. I haven't had the privilege of meeting either of them, but I have it on my in my plan to reach out to them and you know, ask for advice and just get to know them a little better now that we've all kind of shared this unique story of being Fort Wayne people on The Voice.
Keegan, I want to get a little, I want a little juice here. How, are you finding the judges? I mean, I don't know how much interaction you have with them or, you know, and I know you don't, you know, you don't want to spill too many beans, but so far so good.
Yeah. I think all of them they're all really down to earth. And I think they're all super different as well, which is kind of what makes it so fun. I think, you know, John is super laid back and chill, and he's just cool as ice, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But then Blake's just funny, and he puts on this kind of cocky act that's funny, and everyone likes it. And then Kelly, you know, she's super sweet. And then you've got Nick, who's just kind of the cool young Hollywood dude. So right. All of them are so different, but they're all really down to earth, and I've enjoyed being around each of them. And I think more than anything, they just provide a lot of wisdom and insight into the industry because they've all had so much success, and they love pouring into art, young artists, and that says a lot about them.
We're talking to Keegan Farrell, who's Fort Wayne's latest contestant on The Voice.
We're so proud of you as a city. We think that's absolutely insane. Where did you audition for The Voice?
They're not actually doing in-person auditions this year because of COVID.
Okay,
so
yeah.
So they've done all video submissions.
Very cool.
Okay, let me ask you this. How can our listeners and how can we all help you on this journey?
Yeah, I think a few ways that have been helpful for me is, one, just continuing to tune into the show. It really does help to know that your hometown that you grew up from 0 to 18 and is watching the show and supporting you and backing you. And people don't realize that. That really does mean a lot to us as artists, and that's something that's been super important to me and super meaningful to me. And then I would just say, keep following, and, you know, I've got social media, and I've got all these different things that I'm keeping people updated through, and so I know not everyone has time to sit down and watch the show live, but one of the best ways to stay connected and keep following my journey on the show is just mm-hmm. to check me out on social media, where I'm constantly posting stuff about how you can tune in, how you can watch, and how you can eventually vote. And those two things are huge for me. But bigger than anything, just keep supporting, keep watching the show. It means a lot to me.
We are definitely going to keep watching the show. We're very excited. You keep in touch with us as well. And then before we get off the phone with you, I want to know, do you want to go for tacos? Do you want to go for coffee, cocktails? You just let me know before we get off the air, and you and me are hanging out.
I'm down for all three.
Hey! Can we come too?
Absolutely. Everyone's invited.
Yeah.
Thanks, Keegan. Hey, we'll be in touch, all right? We'll be in touch. Keep up the great work.
Okay. Jumpstart your morning with Jim, Carrie, and Angie on Classic Hits 101.7.